Tuesday. Resurrection hope. I'm so happy that the people in Corinth had so many questions. They asked the Apostle Paul a lot of things. And because he wasn't there, he wrote the answers. And thanks God that this epistle, this letter, is still here. And it has been copied very, very often since then. And now we can read something which has been written 2,000 years ago. Imagine! 2,000 years old text. And it's alive for us. In these days, some said, well, Jesus has risen from the dead, and if he had not risen, what's the problem? And Paul says, what do you say? If he has not been risen, yeah, what then? And he tells and writes to the Corinthians in chapter 15, verse 14, if Christ be not risen, then is our preaching vain, and your faith is also vain. This is the center of all hope, to his resurrection. That's the key factor. Because he has been risen from the dead, we will be risen from the dead. And at the end of the chapter, I start with verse 51. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. When Jesus comes again, there will be dead ones who waited for him. And there will be living ones who wait for him. And both are changed. Their body will be changed. Verse 52, in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. So it's a second, not even a second. At the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. Wow! So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. The death. Our last enemy. He won't be any more. This death. It won't be anymore. We will get a new body the same as Jesus got it when he was resurrected. And this body is able to fly in a universe quicker than the light from one planet to the other, from one solar system to the next. The universe will be our home. Next time, when night comes, look, and if there are no clouds, look up to the stars. This is your new home. All the planets there. God wants to show you his universe. You will be able to fly a new body. He will show you what he has created because he loves you.